Okay, so here in Roscommon, I'm with Johnny Fallon, who's a political analyst and commentator himself. Johnny, that was a fascinating conversation. The first thing that came up, and we stayed on it for quite a bit, was the lack of jobs and particularly immigration amongst young people here in Roscommon.
Yeah, I think it's a very major issue for people, and probably what's even greater for them is the fear of emigration and the fear of losing jobs. It is one sector, construction, has been hit particularly hard. Other than that, other sectors have taken pay cuts, they've been cut down in weeks, like everywhere across the country. But other than construction, which is where major unemployment has, what you have is fear. It's fear of people going to college that there won't be a job for them, or fear that sons, daughters are going to have to emigrate. Whereas a couple of years ago, people did still emigrate, but it was by choice. Now they feel they'll be forced into it. So fear on the jobs issue and fear of where they're going is probably a major factor.
We did hear some startling figures from some of the younger people around that circle, just about how many of their classmates from school, I mean, these are not school children, these are people who've left school perhaps in the last 4 or 5 years. But I mean, some startling figures in there.
There certainly are, and again, it comes back to the idea of how long are people willing to stay around in a country waiting for a job. And when times are good, and if you're in a boom time, people may be willing to hang around for a year waiting for a job. When they see no prospect or feel there's no prospect, they will probably go the day they graduate. And in the boom times, you had situations where, in my own experience, you had classes of graduates of accountants who went through firms and immediately left for Australia. But it was by choice. It wasn't because they were forced to do so. And again, I think you can overemphasize emigration sometimes, but it's a very real problem because people feel that, you know, they may never see their children again if they go this time because maybe there won't be a job to come back to.
Yeah, and it's hard to gauge, I think, to the degree to which people are going to have the patience to let the new government get through. I think somebody said to the idea that there was a honeymoon coming up is probably going to be the most short-lived honeymoon in the history of Irish politics.
Yeah, that's a very big difficulty for the new government because expectation is so high that everything is going to change, that we're going to change how we do with the banks, we're going to change what we do for small business. And, you know, that doesn't happen that quickly. Governments come in, they implement plans, but governments can't create jobs. Governments can only create an environment, and creating the environment can take weeks, months, and even years. So when the new government come in, they're going to start implementing policies. It's going to take an awful long time for people to see any productivity from. Now, on the other hand, they're going to expect that jobs are going to start coming online, that the figures are going to change in the economy. But I think the opposition will have a role there in being in some way constructive about that in the next few years to getting the country out of the problem.
And lastly, just the electoral game here in Roscommon, pretty tight it seems. And also a tradition here of Roscommon of keeping the local politician guessing about who's going to get in. Somebody said towards the end there that they have a history of not re-electing any politician of any stripe. How do you think it's going to go?
Well, Roscommon is always does have a very strong reputation. You have people like Sean Doherty, Brian Lenehan Senior, both who lost their seats in Roscommon at high profile times, which is unusual to any other county. I think Fine Gael are safe for their two seats that they won the last time with the wind behind them. The only question is the third seat. Fianna Fáil will hope that they might be in the mix for it, but they're coming from a long way back. You've two independents running. Luke Ming Flanagan will run this very, very close. He may find that the other independents take from him a little bit. That may open the way for Labour to take the seat.
Okay, so any beyond the two Fine Gael seats, if we can be presumptuous, it's anybody's guess.
It's anybody's guess. I
This
think
is
Labour.
Roscommon after all.
Exactly. Labour probably will feel quietly confident, though.
Okay, that's great. Thanks, Johnny Fallon.
Okay.